Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The fire danger remains high for Richland County and the entire WRCO listening area. However, burning is allowed tonight with a DNR annual burning permit from 6 to midnight for a covered barrel, debris pile less than 6 by 6 by 6 feet in size, and grass or wooded area less than 10 acres. Any burning outside of these restrictions requires a special burning permit issued by the local DNR ranger station. When burning, stay alert and mindful of your surroundings. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld says it has been a busy year so far.
Calls are way up, obviously, with how dry it's been. Currently, we're at 83. I've been on 27 years, and we had 80 calls when I got on a year. Last year we had 230, and we're on like a 300 pace this year, which just all of it's the most grass fires we've ever had, I guess, in the last 25 years, just for how dry it's been this year.
Remember, if planning to burn, it's important to obtain a proper burn permit, check the daily DNR restrictions prior to burning, follow the rules on the permit, and ensure burns are completely out prior to leaving. If your burn will produce significant smoke, please notify your local sheriff's office to prevent unnecessary emergency responses. Robin Dickman has announced that she is stepping down from the Richland School District Board of Education. This means that the board will be seeking a representative to fill her seat. Dickman was just finishing up the first year of a three-year term. She said that she was resigning to seek another opportunity, but would not rule out a return to the school board in the future. The board will discuss the vacancy and how to fill it at its next meeting Monday night at 7 in the high school IMC. A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Petersberger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of beating, sexually assaulting, and killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing on June 9th. An injured inmate at a troubled Wisconsin prison. The Department of Corrections says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid and the man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before being transferred to another facility by helicopter. A DOC spokesperson says because the department is a healthcare provider, federal privacy rules prevent the release of any more info on the man's condition. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers to focus on the road ahead to keep Adopt a Highway volunteers safe. Wisconsin DOT initiated the Adopt a Highway program in 1991 to allow groups to volunteer and directly support the state's anti-litter program. These volunteers routinely collect trash and recyclables along Wisconsin roads. In 2024, Wisconsin Adopt-a-Highway groups collected more than 170 tons of trash and recyclables. Nearly 5,500 volunteer hours were reported last year to help pick up trash. Wisconsin DOT encourages more people to get involved. An interactive map shows highway segments maintained by Wisconsin's 3,000 Adopt-a-Highway groups, but more than 2,700 miles of state highway are still available for adoption. Adopt-a-Highway workers are asked to clean up their assigned 2-mile state highway segment at least 3 times per year. All volunteers must be at least 11 years of age or in the 6th grade on 2-lane highways and 16 years of age on 4-lane highways. No other person should be on the work site. Each group must provide one adult supervisor for every 5 or 6 volunteers. Automated forms on the Adopt-a-Highway website streamline reporting cleanup efforts. County highway crews gather the bagged materials for proper disposal. As part of the program, Wisconsin DOT furnishes safety vests, highway worker signs, a safety training video, trash bags, and 2 permanent signs identifying the group. Groups do not work in dangerous areas like medians, bridges, or steep slopes. Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers to buckle up, put the phone down, and follow speed limits on Wisconsin highways, especially when these volunteer groups are working alongside the roadside. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Partners are encouraging novice hunters who want to learn about bear hunting in Wisconsin to apply for the Learn to Hunt Bear program. The Learn to Hunt Bear program is intended to promote awareness and understanding of bear hunting in Wisconsin, particularly for those who are interested in hunting bear on their own in the future. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting experience. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habits, habitat, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Anyone who has not previously participated in the Learn to Hunt Bear program or received a bear harvest authorization is encouraged to apply. Participants must be at least 10 years old, and there is no maximum age. The number of Learn to Hunt Bear programs offered varies annually and will influence the number of participants selected. Applicants will be notified of the status of their application by June 1st. Interested participants should complete the online application by May 1st. The application program guidelines and more information can be found on the DNR's Learn to Hunt Bear webpage. The DNR is also looking for experienced bear hunters interested in becoming Learn to Hunt Bear program instructors. Potential instructors need at least 5 years of bear hunting experience and must consent to a background check. The DNR will work with instructor groups to develop a Learn to Hunt Bear program in their area or help individual volunteers find an existing group to work with. Interested volunteers should notify Emily Isle, DNR Hunting and Shooting Sports Program Specialist, at emily.iehl@wisconsin.gov by tomorrow. More information for instructors can be found on the Learn to Hunt Bear webpage under Learn to Hunt Bear Instructors. The Wisconsin Natural Resource Foundation's Great Wisconsin Birdathon is underway. Donor Relations Coordinator Naomi Hadley says it's the state's largest fundraiser for bird conservation. Hadley says teams will log how many bird species they see, and then they can collect donations and pledges from their community, either per bird species or in one lump sum. The foundation's goals this year is to raise $125,000. More information can be found on the Natural Resources Foundation website. The main stage for the NFL draft in Green Bay has officially been topped off. Planning specialist Megan Robertson says contractors will soon begin working in other areas around Titletown, including the Johnsonville Tailgate Village, the Oneida Landing, and in Lot 6 of Lambeau Field parking lot. If you're interested in attending the NFL draft this year, you'll need to download the NFL OnePass app and register. The NFL draft takes place April 24th through 26th in Green Bay.